Jonathan was still in bed, or at least he still had the gossamer thin blanket covering his legs. He looked up from the laptop computer, his face tense in the bluish glare.
For what? You'd best get your shades on.
Cora threw the shutters open, and the light seared the master bedroom. The sunshine was almost too much to take at first, as if a death ray had speared their beachside room. Even though it was still early in the morning, Cora felt the heat puncture the air conditioning's cool veil. Outside, blue was the dominant colour, both in the cloudless sky and in the calm waters below. This was a thrilling contrast to the pure white sands leading to the waterline from their beach house. A gentle tide lapped at the sugar shore, the waves ending with a sigh rather than a roar. Blue seemed too mundane a description for the colour of the water, as its fingers hissed across the sands and disappeared. The ocean seemed infused with sunlight, difficult to look at for too long, much as you wanted to. Cora couldn't help but giggle upon this sight. Apart from one or two seabirds far off in the horizon, there seemed to be no living thing around to spoil the contrast.
"I can't believe it," she said. "I remember having a turquoise crayon when I was a kid. I didn't think it was a real colour. It's a felt-tip sea. I feel like I'm in a cartoon."